Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan.
Alan. This is,
Untapped and Vinyl. I got Monk here with me again.
Alan, what's up, Alan?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something.
We're about to...
You'll snap into a slip jam, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to snap into a slip jam or you're going to slam into a tree. We are back.
Yes.
What are we drinking on?
I'm having Juice Force IPA, Hazy Imperial from Voodoo Ranger, New Belgium. I've liked pretty much every Voodoo Ranger that they've done. I mean,
I'm a bit of an addict for this one.
Yeah?
This is
I'll get to try.
I'll go to Coconuts about once a week. I'll grab them. Six pack. There's about $10.99.
It's just not horrible.
Well, I had the other day, I had the 1985 IPA. Have you had that one yet?
I don't think so.
It's a Voodoo Ranger. That was a fucking phenomenal beer. It was really good.
New Belgium's got some good stuff.
Yeah, though. Man. They're not doing bad out there.
And so I'm polishing off of one of your Ananda IPA. And I just want to give a shout out to all those IPA haters. It's like, you know, you've seen like how people tell you to, I don't know, eat candy corn. And they was like, they open the package up and pour it in the trash. Or they'll open up an IPA and pour it down the drain. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of IPA. Monk is a huge proponent of me opening up my vernacular to that. But I got to say, it's when I go down to Monson's, whether it be Erica or whomever working behind the bar, they typically know that I want a PBR or I want a IPA.
Yeah.
And
That's like two different
spectrums. Oh, it's a very different spectrum.
It's like... do I want to take the Volkswagen Bug out today, or do I want to take the Mercedes?
Yeah. You know? And, like, here lately, you know, it was unusually hot for June over the past couple of weeks.
IPA's good in hot weather?
I disagree.
Do you then?
I was looking for, like, something lighter, like the Dog Days of Summer. Have you had that? Or there is Arnold Palmer. Or they take lemonade and tea, and they put a little beer in it.
No.
And have you ever heard of the poor man's mimosa?
No.
It's where instead of you use champagne, you just pour a beer in that OJ.
Now that's just gross.
It's not.
What kind of beer are you pouring in there? Are you pouring a very floral IPA in there, or are you pouring a fucking PBR? I mean, come on. I mean, you can't pour a PBR in orange juice and say that it's going to taste as good as pouring a Druid City Moonlighter into a...
Okay, I am talking about more like a Moonlighter, but a PBR didn't even cross my mind.
You got me stirred up there, man.
A little stirred up here. Let me tell you something.
Boy.
That ain't going to fly with me.
No. You missed great... What you out there doing some sacrilege or whatever they call it. Goodness gracious, yes, no.
I don't think it's first time that Ananda?
Ananda is how I've always said it. Fair. I didn't work out, yeah.
I don't think it's the first time it's been on the show. It's solid beer. I'll give it a 4.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Yes, the Juice Ranger? Force. There's a reason they call it Juice Force.
Oh, it's a... now, that kind of beer is very refreshing on a hot day after work.
This is an Imperial IPA, which means... 9.5%. I was going to say this is a good, like, sitting by the pool sipping beer.
Yeah.
But no. You buy three of those, you'd be good.
You get trashed.
That'd be it. You had to give me some PBR after that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if I'm going there to play, it's going to be PBR because I don't want to get heavy on the IPA game and then have to play a little.
What's the alcohol content of PBR?
Don't get me lying. I'm going to say like...
Let me pull up...
What's 3.9 or 4.2 or some crap like that? Whatever. What is a regular beer?
Regular beer. What is a regular beer? Because for me, a regular beer is different than a regular beer for you.
It's fancy.
PBR is 4.8%.
Yeah, it'll get you.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to drink like, what, 17 tall boys before you got a good buzz?
That's fair.
You drink... half a six pack of Voodoo Ranger and you're good. Rest of the evening.
Taste their own.
You just had to pee a lot more than we do.
Very well. And also shout out to Ham Bagby drinking PBRs with my dumbass friends. Off his latest record.
Yes.
All love filler.
That guy. Gosh, I love Ham Bagby.
He's recently been on the show. If you missed that episode, he's been on the show twice now. But we did a episode specifically talking about the All Filler record.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that last time you were here. Mm. I had company come over, and so things didn't work out as planned to do the show. But you got a chance now. Let's talk about this. things coming to the Arts Council. You got a chance to bring some people on to Porch Talk because you're in with me, and I'm one of the directors. Adam Hood is coming back.
Oh, is he?
October 21st.
Is that real?
Yes. So
we got. I got a.
I don't see why.
I got a pretty good friend of mine coming in on August 4th too.
Yes,
I wouldn't mind splitting a little interview.
You know what that one's all about, and that's your boy, Abe Partridge.
That is my boy.
And then hopefully we'll sign the contract tomorrow for Webb Wilder, who originally is from Hattiesburg, lives in Nashville now, has for years. But back when I was kind of growing up here and started radio at WMUW here in Columbus, Mississippi, Webb Wilder was huge in the early 90s. When his record Doodad came out and the song Tough It Out, shit, I played that song probably 100 times on my show. So I'm looking very forward. We're having him acoustic because that's what we can afford. We can afford the whole band.
Yeah.
But and we got some other things in the works too. Really looking forward to, and I'm having some trouble, but we're going to get there, reaching out to 89 Volt. Have him come play the Columbus Arts Council.
Nice.
That'd be a great blues show.
As it should be.
Yes.
That would be great for the Columbus Arts Council. Have you been seeing everything yet? The dude's been all over the place.
Man, he has.
And not to mention, Joe Bonamassa said that he was probably his favorite guitarist right now.
Yep. That's large when Joe Bonamassa.
And one of our better interviews together. We had a great time with those guys.
Yes, they were phenomenal.
Yeah, we caught them at Druid City Brewing. Shout out.
Yes. I got to know Eddie back under his real name when he and his brother were in a band called Preacher Van together. And they're still around, still making music.
That's real.
But yeah. They put on a great blues show, but when you listen to them on record, it doesn't sound like blues. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the blues really comes out when he plays live. The guy's a phenomenal guitar player.
Really is. Brooks. I don't know if he won't set out on the
airways. Well, if you look at Preacher Van's albums, that's what it comes up. Brooks is his name. So,
yeah, and just I love the production of that record. They did it in their house, and when they were pitching it to the labels, and they was like, "What record label? What studio was you when you cut this?"
We were talking about 89 Volt.
Yeah, we were in a trailer.
Yeah. What did he call it? He called it something.
Little Black Fly.
No, the
Oh, he come up with I'd have to re-listen to our interview.
Yeah, we'd have to listen
to
the podcast.
It's on there,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Great bunch of dudes though. So if you get a chance, 89 Volt put out their debut record, and it is phenomenal. 3 AM in Chicago.
3 AM in Chicago. Little Black Flies, and also Reach Into Your Heart. Those are probably my three favorite tracks.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Yeah, I'm good. Good stuff, though. So hopefully we'll have him at the Columbus Arts Council. It's just getting in touch with his peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And he's busy right now, so maybe next year.
I've got an interview that I'm very excited about having soon. I met her in Bentonia. She will be in Bentonia with Jimmy. Doing a lot of woodshedding. I've been back and forth with her. Her name is Megan. And just trying to line up that interview. And also, the Porch Talk record comes out in August. And so I have the All Girls record. And right when I heard her at the festival, I can't put out this record unless she's on it.
Her first name is Megan.
Mm-hmm. Megan May.
Okay. Never said her last name, so.
And something to look very forward to. After Saturday night, we were all over at Gilbert's RV. Groove Johnson was. We were just hanging out. And she came over there, and we ended up trading the guitar back and forth and, really getting hurt. We heard her on stage. I was going over there to ask Duck something. I don't remember what. I had no intention on stopping and listening. And I had our buddy Diesel with us. He runs sound for us.
Yeah.
And right when I got in earshot, I said, "We're going to the stage." And he said, "I thought you were going to talk to Jimmy." And I was like, "We're going to the stage." I'm telling you, right when I heard her voice, I was like, "This is the truth."
Yeah.
And so she has a record coming out, if I'm not mistaken, in August or no, next year. And I can't wait.
Cool.
And so hopefully I'll be able to have her on.
Is it like stuff online you can, Megan May?
You'll be able to find stuff on her social media. I don't know about YouTube.
M-A-Y?
M-E-A-G-A-N-M-A-Y.
M-A-Y, okay.
Mm. And you may be able to find some things on YouTube. She's got a couple of things on her Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
You can check her out. But and I think you're the same way. I know Cobb is when it comes to vocals or when it comes to a fronted band.
Yeah.
I'm kind of partial to a female.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And of.
I can be.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be a male.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
I mean, but I think about, like, you know, just we spend a lot of time talking about, like, the, usually do it around Christmas with Indies Only, where it's the all girls.
Yes.
And that is typically one of my favorite Indies Only of the year.
Yeah, I didn't do it last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I lost track of the weeks.
Yeah. And so, and Kyle really put me on that because he's a big fan. I am too, of the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs and, like, just Heartless Bastards, or the list goes on. You know?
Yes. Which I want to give a shout out to Erica Winterstrom.
Okay.
She was as sweet as she could be. I had just had my stroke and just come out of the hospital. And she and I are friends on Facebook and on Instagram. Well, she has been on tour with, I've got a cousin who owns a record store in Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, her best friend is Erica Winterstrom.
Yeah.
So she's out on tour with her right now. So they came through Jackson. Didn't get in touch with me until the day of, but invited me and my wife to go down and see them open up for Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. I was like, that made me feel so good. There was no way we were going to be able to make it at the time.
But
we
it was just a thought.
Just a thought, and how cool it was that I was going to get to see the Heartless Bastards with, or could have seen the Heartless Bastards with Jason Isbell.
It was a hit show, I think, on Netflix. It was Friday Night Lights. I don't know if. I'm not a big TV watcher. I don't know.
Yeah, I know the show, yeah.
But I think it was the closing of maybe season one to where the Heartless Bastards closed out the season to where they were playing at this house show.
Yeah.
And they happened to be playing. I went back and watched it. It was my favorite song from the record, The Mountain, which I think is the name of the... I'm blanking on the name of the song at the moment, but I think it is The Mountain.
Yeah.
Which is a... I love the Heartless Bastards, and I like her personal stuff.
Yeah,
it's good for driving. If you ain't careful, you'll have your you might get a speeding ticket.
Well, at least you ain't falling asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Erica. She's always been a sweetheart. She's come on the show twice, and real great human being.
Yeah, my favorite song, and I'm trying to open up. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on all things Heartless Bastards. And, of course, something went wrong. Try Again. Only for You.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal song.
Yeah. That's probably their most popular song.
From the Arrow record. And it was the strangest thing. And this is no... I don't know how to explain this away. But I always thought, listening to that song, I always thought that was a man singing that song. So when I was standing at Sunstroke House in Columbus, Mississippi, and Erica Winterstrom was there, and it was like Erica Winterstrom of Heartless Bastards, I thought she was just in the band. I'll admit my own ignorance. She started singing Only For You, and I was like, holy shit. It was the most unreal, surreal feeling I've ever had in my life. Almost, I mean, it embarrassed me because I'm supposed to be smarter than that. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, I've been in radio for 34 years. I'm supposed to be. But she started singing, and I was like, holy shit. That's it. That's her. She's the vocalist. It's not. And at that point, I would say that I probably have only heard that song and maybe two or three others off that record. And that was it. So I really didn't know my Heartless Bastards or my Erica Winterstrom.
You know, I wouldn't either. It's one of the few Sunstroke shows that Cobb has come to. He came to the Erica Winterstrom show because he was a huge fan of
Heartless
Bastards.
Did he come to the one on the front porch?
The first one.
Oh, the first one was inside, yeah.
He may have made it to the...
I don't know. I've hung out with him on the front porch. That's all I remember. Yeah. So, Pony or somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he came for the Pony show. He's been twice.
Okay.
It was... Yeah, you know, I guess it's just a different thing for a lot of people. It just wasn't his scene. He really liked the music, but it just wasn't the way that he wanted to ingest it. And I will never in 100 years understand that.
Sure.
But yeah.
Who wouldn't like to see somebody play a damn living room?
Yeah.
Intimately.
Yeah, it beats me.
Intimately as you could possibly get with 40 of your best friends. So yeah.
Okay, so I have something funny, and I thought this forever. The band that stole the Billy Corgan chord, the Silver Sun Pickups.
Yes.
You familiar?
Yes.
For the longest time, I thought that was a girl fronting that band.
Yeah.
Because you remember the song? I've been waiting.
Is that Lazy Eye?
Lazy Eye, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah,
their most popular song. Yeah. It's got Billy Corgan chords in that, Smashing Pumpkin chords. And for the longest time, I was like, that's a chick. No, it's not. So I've been fooled too, like, man.
I don't know what I really never thought about it. Did I think it was the chick too? Holy moly. No, I don't know.
It happens.
Boy, it does. It does. But I hate that Erica's so sweet and I'm friends with her and I've never told her that story. Now what's she listening to?
I don't think she needs to hear it.
Somebody's going to turn on to it. My cousin's listening. She's going to do it.
Hey, Erica, check this out. Shane thought you was a dude.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to laugh, man.
Hey, dude, it's just good to be with you.
My laugh has changed since the stroke.
Yes, it has.
It's definitely changed. It's weird. I hope it goes back to normal, but I kind of like the new
I heard a little bit of your old one,
but I can't laugh for long because I give out of breath easily.
Okay,
I don't know where that comes from. Maybe it's my paralysis or whatever. But yeah, my laugh has totally changed, and I kind of like it. I kind of feel like it's because I think my old laugh was annoying. So
well, that you just did your old laugh then
with the kind of the Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
I mean. Yeah, I guess so. It comes and goes. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I don't know.
I'm testing. Is he fake laughing or is he really laughing?
No, I'm really laughing. I'm really laughing.
Yeah, dude. Brother, it's just good to be sitting down. And this is, you know, one of the favorite shows within the show of people. Yeah. And it's, I don't know.
Well, I love that.
I don't like letting it linger this long.
Yeah.
But then again, it's almost like a heyday when we do get together.
Yeah. Oh, well, you were wanting me to wait till next week.
Yeah.
Called me not before last at like 9:30. I think you'd already been in the juice.
Yeah, a little bit in the sauce.
a little bit up in there in the Juice Force IPAs. He calls me and he's like, yeah, Thursday night, you want to do it? And I'm like, yeah, I don't see why not. I don't think I have plans. So I reach out to him today, and I'm telling him, we're still on for tonight. And he goes, oh, I meant next Thursday night.
Okay, so same night, I called my buddy Ryan Meadow from Athens to get him back on the show. He's got he had just signed a record deal, and he's been dropping singles, getting ready for that record to come out. And I had talked to him that same night, but I had told him Wednesday instead of Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And he hits me up like midday Wednesday, and I was like, buddy, I don't know what kind of game I was talking last night, but we're going to have to back that thing up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not ready. But I've had him on the show before, And I've been following him long enough to, like, he's been on the show before, but I wanted to make sure I could do my best, so I wanted to do a little bit of digging.
Yeah. Well,
You know.
Well, I think with us, it's just we're good friends.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a natural thing.
And, I mean, how much did we talk about this?
Nothing. We did not at all. We never once said, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, I did right at the beginning. Right before we opened the mic, you were like, oh, whatever. And that's what we're good at doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess this is my radio background, but I'm good at BSing, you know?
I mean, and I am too in an extent, but like if I'm interviewing a musician, I, you know, even if they're a friend of mine, I don't want to just sit there and like BS, even though it's not BS.
Sure.
But I want to give a good interview to like, let's make sure to get all the plugs. Let's talk about the behind the scenes.
That's different than doing it with Monk and doing Untapped and Vinyl because we just play off of each other. Mm-hmm. It's like you can tell when I'm winding down, when I'm done with a thought, and then you come up with another question or you continue the thought, you know. So we're good at that together. So.
Lights cry and fill the silence of the night as the falsely civilized come to seek their thrills, and the Holy Ghost roams these dripping streets alone, but he can't find a single heart to steal. It's just another smiling face in a phony handshake as them posers fill the Art District streets. So I just smile back, ashamed of the whole act. That's the price I pay for being part of the scene. Flag t-shirt from a designer in New York that in an act of rebellion you bought off Amazon, and you covered your jacket with reproduction band patches that you never listened to even when you were young. But I could love enough for the both of us, but it's getting harder for me to count the cost, because with every dirty dollar, man, I'm beginning to wonder if there's any purity left in my great heart. May have played his fiddle, but Rome rotted from the middle, and folks have a way of weaving myths into tales. We know our story all so well. It was heroin and shotgun shells. To my generation's art died with Chris Cornell. Maybe it's the influences of my youth that gave me this jagged truth. Maybe it's my punk rock ideals, but this old hippie jam, it's a beach town trinket scam, and like Dylan, man, I'm stuck in Mobile. Up on crying, so it may appear that I ain't trying. It's just hard to be an artist in this town, so I'll curse here to try. I'll close my eyes and I'll sing to God, 'cause I knew you wouldn't listen anyhow. Oh, you Yes, I knew you wouldn't listen. Anyhow,
and then I also like, and I hope the first one, the revamp, is on August 4th. We'll get a little co-interview and going when we get Abe in the house.
And that's going to be so awesome.
Ain't that going to be fun?
I'm looking so forward to seeing him live. I don't know if I've looked as forward to seeing a live show.
It's going to change your life.
I think like there, it comes along maybe once, twice a year where I just look so forward. Like 2 years ago, I looked so forward to seeing Early James. Mm-hmm. And it was everything that I ever wanted it to
and
be.
More.
It was awesome.
It was him and Ford.
Yep. Yeah. And it was phenomenal.
And so, I mean, did you see Abe recently came to Birmingham at Dave's Pub and played, and Early came out. And so they got up and did a set together.
Really?
And I wasn't there, but I saw the pictures, and I was like, wow. I am green with envy right now.
Yes, you know? Man, that would be awesome.
Oh, yes, it was.
This is like, you know, this is what happens when worlds collide, you know?
Mm-hmm. And something else is like, so a great friend of mine, shout out to the Red Clay Strays, Drew Nix, yeah. His wife, Lorianne Armour, now Nix, is she opened up for Early James at Callahan's in Mobile. Well, someone I've been intending on having in the show for over 2 years now played bass for Early James that night instead of Adrian, Ryan Saab.
Uh huh.
And then after it was all said and done, Ryan Saab got up and did a set. And I was looking at some of the posts from the show, and it was like, Early James's bassist did a set. And I was like, no. That's not his bassist.
Yeah.
I was like, that's his friend.
Adrian's definitely his bassist.
And they are both very great songwriters. If you want to get put on Ryan Saab, I highly recommend you look up Ryan Saab and the Dead Mall.
Is that S-A-A-B?
It's a six. It's a six song EP.
Is that S-A-A-B?
S-O-B-B. Saab.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I will definitely check that out.
He's a great songwriter. I highly recommend him. And so it's crazy. And I don't want to get too much into that because, like, it's not anything. But I guess they're about the same age, and they were both in Birmingham. And Ryan took off to Nashville to make it.
Yeah.
And James got found by staying in Birmingham.
That was the story he told that night at my apartment. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt bad about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
But, I mean, Ryan Saab
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, but Ryan Saab is an incredible musician. And so, I mean, even like with some of the guys that run around with James in Birmingham, I mean, I think about Zach Austin. I think that he would be great at the Sunstroke House or at the Art Council if you were to book the Stepdads or even Zach Austin in his own right. And, I mean, I feel this kind of same way, but I'm not even on the same level as these guys sometimes. It's like sometimes I just want to hang up the towel and just go get me a real job and just put my guitar up. And I was like, guys, you're really good at what you do.
Yeah.
Just hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang in there, you know?
There's no telling how many people actually say that and probably do it. That are phenomenal musicians, yeah. And don't need to be doing.
And they're just and the, yeah.
This is that, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, have you thought that?
No.
Yeah. Well, good.
No, I mean it's.
Then you're here to be a voice for those who get tired of the shit. I mean, because I'm sure that like touring relentlessly, not really ever getting anywhere, making just a. Pennies or whatever at gigs, I'm sure that gets annoying and tiring, and you know you're missing your family, you're away from them. I mean, because I think about, and granted, he is one of my favorite musicians, but I think about Taylor Hollingsworth. He's got a family at the house, but he's playing gigs every night.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the next big thing. He's not, you know what I mean?
I don't think he wants to be.
Then that's awesome.
And I don't think he has to be. He is, you know, he's had his, if you want to call it this.
He's had his 15 minutes of fame.
He's had his day in the sun or whatever you want to call it, right? Because he's opened up for, you know, Rage Against the Machine and with the Mystic Ballet Band and like
Phoebe Bridgers and
there's been a lot of successes, right? But you know, he is providing for his family.
Yep.
By staying in Birmingham, playing those shows, being a dad to Ava, being a husband, and the bills are paid. And on top of that, he's begun to do his own art, and it's just another avenue of income. I'm damn proud of Taylor.
I'm damn proud of him. I never said that.
Yeah.
But I'm not like some people,
it's like it depends on what you define as making it, right?
Yeah, sure. Most definitely.
We all think it's the marquee and touring, like we're the drive-by truckers and like working endlessly. But for other people, it might be, you know, playing the Marty's 12 to 4, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, like for me, I think the pinnacle, and it was me making it. It was never me wanting to go work for Sirius XM or go work in New York or Los Angeles. I was perfectly happy in Tuscaloosa being Monk on the Radio with a beer named after me. I was Tuscaloosa famous.
In your mind, you made it.
I'd made it. So I totally get it. I totally get it. But I don't know. My brain goes back there.
Because Taylor is so talented. Absolutely.
I would love to listen to him every single day.
Ever since that day, I saw him for the first time at the Sunstroke House. Not a day goes by that I don't listen to at least one.
Was that
Taylor.
The first time you had?
I had never heard that name. As a matter of fact, I listen to Brad Armstrong every day too.
Yeah,
I mean, both of those are killer musicians. Killer musicians,
man.
And I'm so glad that like through all of this that we became friends, and you know, like I can shoot them a text every now and then, or like, you know, they might send me a track for the show or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's one of the coolest things is waking up one morning and a text come through from Taylor Hollingsworth. Because I know that typically it's going to be a song.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, okay, that's going in Indies Only next Saturday, uh-huh. You know, yep. Or this Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I love it, man. And to think about, let's talk for a minute. Since we've already hit on it a little bit. Sunstroke House.
Yeah.
The great shows that we've seen there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Now, let me tell you about this house. There's really capacities probably pushing it at 50. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie Nettles, she opens her house up.
Not only that, cooks for you.
Yes, one room in her house. She opens up, puts together like a little sound system and has the musicians set up either there or on the porch. She cooks dinner. I mean, full on dinner with dessert and everything.
Sides? No.
And it is a fine meal every time.
For $20.
Is all she charges. And then she gives the $20 that she makes at the door
to the musicians.
So.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Far. Now, I've saw Jameson and Brantley and Jameson played there one night. That was one of the first shows, and I was the one that booked it. Phenomenal.
Well, I bet it was.
You missed that show, but that was a good one.
We were unaware of each other at the time.
We've seen Erica Winterstrom of Heartless Bastards there.
Oh, no, not Sarah Lee, but I'm thinking about
Sarah Shook and the Disarmers played there.
Trinity Lane.
Lily Hyatt. Lily Hyatt played there.
Think about Carver JPKS Commodore. And Spencer Thomas.
Yep. Tony Bradshaw.
Yeah. Sean James.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal show. I couldn't get in for that one. I sat on the front porch right outside the window and listened to it because there were so many people there.
Oh, how about this? I don't Chris Perica and
yes,
Maya DeVitri. Is that real?
Yep. How about Soren Bryce?
Two times. That was my first Sunstroke Cal show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was my first musician interview.
I love Soren. She is a phenomenal
person. She recently played a huge festival over in the UK. I don't know if you've been following her.
Yes, before. She was singing backup.
Yeah.
Yes, for shit, if I remember Soren. Who it is.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah. I wasn't familiar with the band.
Yeah, because she lives in England now. Yeah. So yeah. She's all about that life. But she just put out a great record with her band Tummy Ache. Yeah. So check that out if you get a chance. But I mean, the Sunstroke House. Wow.
What about that Atlanta? She played Faye Webster.
Faye Webster was phenomenal.
Dude, we could just go down the line. Yeah. We have caught a lot of great shows together in that house.
Yes. And the crazy thing.
What about Sylvia Rose Novak?
Yes.
You know, we caught her right before Erica Winterstrom, and the way that I want to say maybe it was Jamie pitched it was she is a little rough around the edges when it comes to songwriting if you were to compare her to Erica, but she's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
And did you listen to her Jimmy Eat World cover? Dizzy?
I did not.
Her latest stuff is good.
Or maybe I heard it and just don't remember.
I think it should definitely go on Indies Only. It's definitely worth looking at.
If she'd send it to me, I'd be more than happy to.
I'll reach out to her now.
Yeah, because we follow each other on the socials, but I don't know how much people communicate through
that.
Somebody else just passed my mind that's come there and played there. We've done a lot of great interviews from there. But anyway, so keep Sunstroke Music House in mind.
I haven't been to like the past three.
No, you didn't go to Carver Commodore.
I wasn't even aware of that.
In my opinion, that was the best show.
Because like I'm a fan of Carver Commodore. If I'd have known that was a thing, I would have been there.
Yep. Well, see, just like I'm telling people to do right now, you need to follow them on the socials.
But like then again, like I am on the road a lot now.
Yes, you are. Well, I mean, yeah. Musician.
And it is what it is, and
Keith Richards, don't catch, you know, Roger Daltrey every day.
I ain't no Keith Richards.
You ain't no Roger Daltrey either.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Nor do I want to be.
No. No, they're old.
Yeah. I'll get there one day if I'm lucky. If I'm lucky.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hope I'll make it there.
I wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
Is if there was one band or singer-songwriter you haven't seen yet that's still alive, who would it be? Who would you go see right now? Like if you and I were to load up right now, who would you go see?
Tom Waits.
No shit. You answered that quick.
I've never. Well, Leonard Cohen is gone. That would have been the first one on my list, followed by Tom Waits. Yeah.
I'm pretty satisfied. I would have to work on that. Like I have, like over the past 5 years, it's like put a lot of work in, and like I've went to a lot of shows that I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have passed. Like I really wanted to catch a John Prine show, and like that two, 3 years ago now, he's gone. And Tom Waits, that's a good one. I would definitely want to be by your side for that. That's a good one.
Yes. Like speaking of bucket list shows, I had one. I killed two birds on my bucket list. One year, I don't remember the year. It was right before her stroke. So it was probably 2018 or 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynn did two shows at the Ryman.
Oh, that's one of my favorite.
Her birthday was the first day. The day after her birthday was the second day of the show. I went to the second show. And if you've never been to a show, and I'd been to the Ryman before, but I'd never been to a show there. Have you ever been to a show there?
Yes.
Okay. If you sit on the floor, if your ticket says obstructed view, that means you're going to have a pole directly in front of you. So I was leaning the whole time to watch her. It was the coolest thing because Loretta... Like, that was two of my bucket list items, to see a show at the Ryman and to see Loretta Lynn, who I've always loved Loretta Lynn. Mm-hmm. Got a chance to see the show, but even cooler, Margot Price came out and did a couple songs. She did like one or two of her own songs and then did one of Loretta's songs with her. But then Loretta's cousin, Crystal Gayle, came out and did Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. I was like, oh my God. it was like shit. I mean, I'm getting all these like these bucket moments happening right now because I'm seeing
all at once
Crystal fucking Gayle do Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Damn. That was awesome.
So just to go back to that Neshoba County weekend for a minute. So Friday night when I got down there is when Bo and we went to Daniel's house.
Yeah.
And so quite a few of the musicians started rolling in. And that night, a little bit of it was caught on my mic. It's already out if you want to hear it. But we had these special moments to where we're all guitar players, right?
Yeah.
And we're all sitting in a circle. And like we're playing on each other's songs, and it's like it's not to that level of fame.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything to anybody but us. But it's like,
sure,
dude, my buddy Bo is playing on my song Georgia. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I can definitely see how that'd be cool. I mean, that's the reason they still have the songwriter rounds.
Yeah.
In Nashville, man, how many kids get up there and play their song, and then their heroes playing guitar next to them, or somebody they really admire, look up to. Man, I totally get that. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's cool, man.
Yeah. Like I wish in instances like that, in stories like that, I wish that I was a musician. I wish that I could play guitar with you, and we could sit around a freaking circle of guitar players, and have them just jam on our stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. I don't think at this point, man, at, you know, almost 50 years old, I don't think I'm going to.
We can teach a new old dog a new trick.
Well, I need to brush up on the bass, man, because that's my jam.
I'll be honest with you. I don't mind the bass. I don't mind slapping that thing.
There you go.
And
you getting good at slapping?
I'm not much of a slapper. I will when the time is right.
You're no Flea.
Nor do I want to be. Let Flea be Flea.
Yeah.
But off that latest record, I have been listening to it a whole lot. And so, like, I will do those slides that, you know.
Yeah.
I will do that kind of thing. And, like, with some of the, you know, we cover a couple of John Prine songs, and which were covered by the Grateful Dead. And then we'll do a lot of... a lot of songs that I grew up on, and I know those bass lines, but I play those songs the way that I thought the bass could have been, should have been.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's shit.
But it sounds good to you, man. You're on all the ass in the world.
Yeah.
So.
Don't nobody in the band get on my ass. And as long as everyone out there on the dance floor is shaking their ass, I don't care.
There you go.
Because if the ass is shaking, I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Man, I'm just like, this new thing you've got going, it's good to see how your face lights up with it. Like, it was really cool. Like, I tell you, where you and I became, or where I became like an admirer of Alan, was there was a point in our podcasting and in your podcasting where you became a host. Because at first, it was kind of like I was running the show a little bit in the beginning, you know what I mean?
I was a little green behind the ears.
And then you just all of a sudden one day come and you had your game on, you know? And then like we did the blues, the very first blues segment that we ever did.
That was whole show blues. One of our best episodes.
And you were kind of green and kind of like, yeah, that's cool. And then all of a sudden, you're interviewing all these big dudes and you're hanging out with them and you got their cell phone numbers. And it's really cool to see you, man. Like, I'm happy for where you're at right now, man. I really am. I'm excited. It does my heart good to see it.
Man, I'm so thankful for this podcast. And then my friend Blake Dillard, he told me about Colin Crager.
Yeah.
Who was doing Good for Business for Columbus on social media.
Yeah.
I asked Colin Crager to come on the show. I interviewed Colin. probably one of my worst interviews of all time. One of my first ones of all time.
Yeah.
And he saw my passion in music. Passion. He directed me to Jamie. I interviewed Jamie. And then...
boom.
The world here, we, here we are.
Next was Monk.
Yep. Yeah. And then started meeting these musicians. And it's so... This whole podcast is worth it. Yeah. Worth it.
Do you think that you would be in this band if not for the podcast?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I recently re-interviewed Philip because you know how that worked?
How's that?
Is someone... I was in a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Of Mississippi musicians or something. And I saw Philip Saville, or someone sent a Philip Saville video to me because they knew I liked the blues or some crap like that, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I'm like, oh, he's good. And so I just wrote him a Facebook message. And I was like, hey, my name's Alan, and I have this podcast called Porch Talk, and the way I do things, if you're cool, I'll drive to your house, and I'll interview you on your porch or in your living room or in your bedroom. I'll come to you, whatever. We can meet at the gas station. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, man, whatever. Come on. Sent me the address to his house. And I drove out there to Philadelphia, Mississippi. We sat on his porch. We'd done that interview. And because of that, I met Jimmy Duck Combs. I was invited out to the Blue Front Cafe.
Yep.
I'm in Groove Johnson.
Where you've been numerous times now.
I'm in Cosmic Gravy. Like Philip, and Philip Sable was just like you. Because of this podcast, Philip Sable was one of my best friends. Because of that, Shane Kinder is one of my best friends. And I never would have knew who you were if I didn't pursue this.
Yeah.
Ain't that just nuts?
Yeah, because didn't my name come up with Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
That we should hang out and we should meet?
And then we hung out that first show I went to at Swords.
We met at Sunstroke House. I remember in that back area where the lockers are.
Mm-hmm. We met right there in the hallway, like right between the kitchen and the...
Yep. I still remember that. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. And it was kind of a touch and go at first. It's like, yeah, we're going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. I'm wanting to do my own podcast. Let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was really wanting to do my own podcast.
You need a beer?
And then, yes, I do. And then when you came along wanting to do a podcast, I was like, well, hell, I don't need to do a podcast. I got a radio show.
Yeah.
So I just listened to your podcast. And, man, it's been the world to me. Just like the phone. Oh, no. But just like the phone calls when I had my stroke. There was one phone call you made. I ain't going to put you on the spot. But, man, like, I broke down in tears after it was over with. Because I was like, everything that I thought that our relationship was, it was. Yeah. After that conversation, after my stroke. Like, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, this is going to be a horrible beer.
You think so?
Yes. Not looking forward to it.
4.7%.
Yeah. It's
brewed and canned by the good folks at Wazoker.
I've never been a fan of the
banana flavor.
Hefeweizen.
Oh, my God. We're about to give a horrible review.
Like, and I love Wiseacre. They're a great brewing company, but they're out of Memphis. Mm. But they do a 12-pack sampler, and one of the beers is, they don't tell you what it is. It's like the seasonal special.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah. Before Let's we get it. Going on this, it's like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, guys I grew up with or, like, my boys is, like, they'll tell you is, like, when I call you, whether it's I'm in the sauce or if I shoot you a text, I'm not just texting or calling you to bullshit. I'm like, I'm after something, whether it be just to check in or whatever. Not a fan, huh?
But you drink PBR, so you may like
that. I'd rather have a PBR. God.
That's pretty horrible. Like, I don't even want to call the beer out. We're gonna.
We're gonna get through it.
We're gonna drink it because ain't no alcohol left behind.
This is for the boys.
Yes, it's a German style Hefeweizen, which is one of my least favorite styles of beer.
It's my first time ever having this style, and it's probably gonna be the last.
But you definitely taste the banana.
I'm not a banana fan.
I love bananas, but but why is there on the can, there's a green banana and a yellow banana. Did they use green bananas in this? Hopefully not. Those are the worst.
You know, why is the green banana looking cooler than the yellow one? The yellow one's kind of dorky looking.
All right, got to take a picture of it, post it on. Hey. You can read my review at Untappd.
Sorry, Wiseacre.
Yeah. Not that all the rest of their beers aren't phenomenal, because they are. Tiny Bomb to me.
Tiny Bomb's a good one.
Everybody loves.
That's a great.
Tiny
Bomb. That's a great warm up.
It's not my style, but it is a good beer.
It's a good warm up.
Very good. It's a good pool beer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, I got a.
Why'd you grab this one out of that? We got 16 different types of beer in the fridge.
I just grabbed
the one with the banana.
The bananas drew me in. It was that cool green banana. It spoke to me.
Oh, my
God. And now it's definitely speaking to me. It's like I never want to speak to you again.
Yes. Well.
Okay. I don't want to give a complete crap review. I'll give it a 2.
I'll give it a 1. Hey, at least I gave it something, right?
I could have gave it no stars. Speaking of stars and things, whether you listen on Spotify or Apple or Google, if you would take the time to rate and review the show, click that 5-star button, and if you're feeling real froggy, write a short review, even if it's just a thumb up. That would help me a whole lot. It just helps with being found in the algorithm. We're doing really well right now. We have people like Manscaped and other brands looking to sponsor. We're just trying to get our numbers up just a little bit more. And so that'll really help us take it to the next level.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Manscaped has sent me 3 emails. They really like what we do. Our numbers just aren't, they're just shy of where they should be.
Yeah.
They like having 300 or 500 episode, and we are just like just under the cusp.
Where are we at?
Well, that's another thing. It's an average, because like some episodes don't fly and then some sell.
So it's talking about having so many people listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
Not that you're at 500 episodes.
No. It's not, no, because okay. Like, you know, some episodes would be like a ridiculous amount of people. It'd be like 1,500 downloads or whatever. But I mean, if you look like at Untappd and Vinyl, like the first one now, it's got like 10,000 downloads because it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
But it's just on a weekly level, they want to see, I think it's 500 downloads per episode, like whether you do weekly, bi-weekly, or whatever it looks like.
Gotcha.
A little inebriated, and I'd have to look at the email. Right. But I just remember, like, we were just, and that was the way the email was worded. You're just short of the cusp.
Yeah. I have people reach out to me on Instagram all the time wanting me to partner with them and do, but I don't know, like, how much, like, if it's for real.
I get that shit, too. And I'm like, you're full of shit.
Yeah. Because I don't know if they're for real or not.
Yeah.
So I don't ever. But it's never anything like I'm really like the bespoke box. I would love to receive that. I would love to do testimonials.
Yeah, for you guys. My main thing is like I'm totally down for like Manscaped because I think that's a good thing. Sure, like I personally own the Bushwhacker and like that light. Not to get too personal, but like I'm like I didn't know my taint was in Braille. I didn't know I had all those bumps down there, and it's like, you know, it's like it's different than what you use on your face and what you use on your privates and all that. And also, it's like another brand that I'm I've been writing to want to sponsor is Native. They make deodorant.
Yeah. Did you post that the other night?
I did. And I've been talking to them, and hopefully I'll have that worked out soon, and I'll have a discount code for all of us and listeners, because of it's a link that, like, you know, I used to use Degree, and Old Spice and all those brands. There is aluminum in that deodorant that is linked to Alzheimer's and dementia, and so. Not saying that's a cause, but it certainly aids it. And if we could get our guys away from it, I would love for our listeners and my friends to have that discount to where they're not paying full price. To where I don't wish that on anybody. You know,
like, I have to look at my deodorant, and I'm not going to name it because they don't have sponsoring shit. But I have to look at my deodorant, which claims to be all natural, very organic. Mm-hmm. I have to look and see if it, like, has.
If it's got aluminum or parabens, that's probably.
Damn it! All right, so I use Tom's.
I'm not familiar with the brand. We'd have to look at the package.
But you don't know about Tom's?
The shoe brand?
No.
No.
No, Tom's of Boston or whatever. Okay. Anyways, we'll get into that because I use their toothpaste too. That or.
Well, that's another thing. It's like, I mean, there are so many things. This whole thing, and I don't want to get off into this. Now I'm doing like a whole lot of conspiratorial things, but it's like there's fluoride in the water. Yeah, all this crap is like there are so many things that are just passed over. We just don't care. It is what it is because we can't afford it. It's like these are reasons for. The health that we're in, you know, it's like these things that we ingest. It's like, I'm not big on fast food. I'll eat fast food, but I'm not big on it. I try to avoid it at all costs, you know? I'm a heavier set guy. I would argue it's probably because I drink craft beer, but, and don't exercise enough. But, I just want people to be mindful and be thinking about what they do.
Yeah. The problem is that I think a lot of times, and this has been the case for me, when it's better for you or
it's more expensive.
Yeah, it's more expensive, but I can't afford that.
Yeah.
So I'm having to go, because I've always been kind of a middle of the road guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a big runner, I never had the shittiest stuff out there, but I never had the best stuff. I kind of always had the middle, the in between. It's kind of like the way I am with radio. I'm not the worst you've ever heard, but I'm not the best you've ever heard either. You know, I'm kind of in between. That's my entire life. I've been like mediocre, and that's the kind of products I buy is the middle of the line. But I try to go more all natural, organic, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, who the hell tells you what organic is these days? It's a sticker that they can put on anything they want to.
That's another thing about it, you know. Yeah. And it's, you know, one of my favorite comedians is like, and I'm not taking stabs, but I do find it funny. It's like, what are you so sad for? You're not a vegan.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know a lot of vegans. And like, I mean, some of that rings true, but at the same time, it's like, that's stereotyping, but
yeah, I would say, don't ever watch the movie Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives. I had to watch that movie. I mean, you were talking about things that we put in our bodies.
Yeah,
I watched that movie and I became a vegetarian for 3 months. Straight up,
I don't think I'd ever do it. Regardless, dude, it's just.
I mean, I went back to the way I was eating, and since my stroke, it's kind of been.
If I could afford it, I would do like. Just all meat, all red meat. That would be all I'd ingest. Yeah. I would eat steaks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
If I could afford it.
Well, I don't know. But that's a whole other episode. Yeah. Let's talk about music again.
Yeah, back on it. All the social issues.
We kind of got like off into the no man's land. That's what happens when you drink some freaking second banana shitty beer. I'll tell you. And don't say this again. Don't let nobody know.
It actually grew on me. I think I'm going to give it 2.5.
I'm going to give it 2.5 as well.
It's growing on me.
It grew on me as well. So props to Wozniak for not second so banana.
I think it's because I was drinking so many good beers before it.
But if I drank, if we drank this before the very first beer we had, it might not be the best. I think it's kicking in and it's feeling all right because we've already had four beers prior, or three beers prior.
I wonder what would have happened if we'd have kicked it off with that.
Yep. Probably. Next time, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any issue with saving them. Because it's not something.
There's only one left, though.
It ain't something you just go, oh, I can't wait to get to this one.
Oh, no.
You just hide that in the back of the fridge. It'll probably go out of date before you touch it.
Screw those
bananas.
Like, that'll be the one, like, the night that my wife won't let me go to the liquor store, or we're done with the beer. Like, around a Monday night, it'd be like, damn it.
Okay, what's that Will Stewart line?
I go, what, the bottle of wine? Or a box of wine?
A second banana. Tastes like shit, but it's fine.
Yeah, but it's going to have to do.
Yeah. All right. Let's walk it out of the door. I mean, we've already done well.
Yeah.
We were well for closing out. Let's talk locally, whether it be Birmingham or just local in general. Who's your most anticipated record, like, with people that are still in the game? I'm really anticipating Chair.
Taylor Hollingsworth.
Yeah. He's flirting with a new record.
Yeah. I'm down with anything Taylor Hollingsworth touches.
Yeah.
It's just like he's one of those musicians that I put in my book like a Henry Rollins or a Perry Farrell. He could take chopsticks and pound on a suitcase, and I'll probably buy it because it's Taylor Hollingsworth. You know what I mean? Same thing.
I'm the same.
That's what it's going to be.
I
hate to say it, but I'm a grown man. I crushed on the dude, I think. I love his music that much.
I mean, I think anybody who's listened to the show any period of time is like, this is like the Taylor Hollingsworth crush show.
The love fest.
Yeah. We love this guy.
Yes.
He's got the third chair. You know, for me is, you know, Abe just put out his live record.
We listened to it at the Arts Council the other day.
Great.
Phenomenal. Yes.
Front to back.
And he does the Black Flag t-shirt lament.
So one thing I'll tell, and I have it at the house, and it's not out for release because they're waiting to have a release party. And so, like, one thing, I already have it, but
oh, aren't you special?
Yes, I am. Because I went to the OG release show that happened to not be a release show. That's why I have it. But I'm looking forward to, for everyone else, the Psych Peas, that record,
yeah,
had to come out to mass consumption.
I have not heard that record yet. You've talked about this record at least 40 times.
I heard, yeah.
41 and a half.
You've not
shared.
Glad to God, we're going to have to correct that. And also, I think, like, I don't know, I've been in some, like, I don't say weird. Now that I live in Starville, I like going out to the Noxubee County Refuge. It's just right down the road from my apartment. And I'll listen to, I don't know, Young the Giant. You like them?
No.
I listen to Young the Giant. I listen to, oh man, just let me pull up.
The new record from Camp came out.
Camp is good. The Weeks. They're out of Hattiesburg.
Are they then? Okay, because someone the other day suggested that I look at getting them at the Columbus Arts Council.
I don't think they would.
They're
come.
A little too rocking.
Yeah, I think I've given a lot of good plugs. Let me see what I've been listening to lately, though. Oh, Beck, he's always in there. Specifically, the album Morning Phase. Cage the Elephant. Like, this is more mainstream. I'm still a big fan of Make Me a Believer between Yellow Wolf and Shooter Jennings. Still a big fan of that. Abe Partridge's Live in the UK Agony is all right. I still prefer Pony Bradshaw's Sudden Opera over his new one. Sorry.
And he hated Southern the opera.
Well, that's the one with 10x10 and all that.
Yeah, I know. That's a great fucking record.
I still don't understand why you don't like it.
Yeah. For me, I'm looking forward, because I've only heard one song off of it. I'm looking forward to, like always, like every time they release anything, the Mountain Goats, when their new record comes out.
Good plug, man.
I'm looking so forward to that. Plug. I don't know about, like, now that the new Carver Commodore is out, now that we know that Taylor Hollingsworth is going to release something, I don't really know about anything new. I mean, I can't. Will Stewart, whenever he releases something, it's going to be phenomenal.
The new Blips record.
The Blips is coming. It's been recorded. It's
going to have that Slack done. Times.
The Slack Times is out. Or is it? Is it about to come out? Because I follow him on the socials, and it's a whole lot. You've got the
copy. Yes, it is out, because they had an album release party at the Yellowhammer Creative, and it got canceled because of COVID. Yes, it is out. And so, boys and girls, go listen to Slack Times. Look that up on your, however you ingest music. Slack Times is good.
Okay. And so then I'm going to talk about a couple more records that that play on Indies Only that I think are phenomenal. The Petrol Girls, like Petrol meaning gas. Mm. Petrol Girls, their new record, phenomenal. The new record from the Bell Curves, it's country. But there's a song on it that I've been playing on Indies Only called Spent. That's a rocking ass fucking almost punk song.
It's kind of like a Sarah Shook kind of thing. It's country, but it has potential of being
kind
of
sorta
rockabilly.
Yeah, kind of sorta. So check that out. Also, a new band that I'm really into called Keep for Change. Check them out. They just released their new record, Keep for Change. And that's it. Monk out.
I'm out too. Boys and girls, this has been another episode of Porch Talk and Untapped and Vinyl. Always a pleasure to have Monk. Listen to Indies Only. Follow Monk on the radio on social media. Rate and review Porch Talk. You can follow it if you want to. I don't really post that much on it, but you can follow it. And we're out of here.
And I think I might give this beer a 3.
Are you going to drink one more? Just to get them out of the way. All right, we're out of here. Bye.
with a cotton-mouth necktie. My boots are made of alligator. My head is like a refrigerator. I got a gaze on my good eye. I got blood from my percolator.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.